Kinesiology. The word kinesiology means science of movement. And kinesiology, also known as human kinetics, is the science of human movement. It focuses on how the body functions and moves. And a kinesiological approach applies scientific and evidence-based medical principles towards the analysis, prevention, and, well, I could go on. That's all scientific, but we're going to get more practical, more personal with Jean Mainzer. She is a kinesiologist here on Tell Me Your Story. Stay with us. Understanding kinesiology today, giving you choices, new medical opportunities. It's sort of the fringe, some would say. Of course, back in the 80s, chiropractic was the fringe. Jean, welcome to our program. It's good to have you on Tell Me Your Story, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Richard. It's good to be here.
Now, I would say that, well, let me ask you, is the definition I gave of kinesiology pretty accurate? I Googled it, and I went to a dictionary to find the information, so I'm hoping it's fairly accurate.
Yes, it is, Richard, and I'm sure if you Googled it, you realize that there's a lot of definitions of kinesiology.
And not only are there a lot of definitions, but there are a lot of different types of kinesiology, and in some instances, there are those who are in favor and those who are opposed to the different types of kinesiology. We won't actually be getting into those, but we do need to know what type of kinesiology you are involved in, that you've been practicing, and for how long?
Well, thanks for asking. I feel very fortunate in that I was introduced into kinesiology through the UC system at UCLA in the early 70s. And at that time, kinesiology was what we might consider today classical kinesiology. It's the orthodox, traditional study of the human body, quite extensive in terms of anatomy, physiology, neuroanatomy, biomechanics, and to some extent, diseases. So the traditional kinesiologist has a thorough and complete understanding of the human systems from birth to death, including emotional and mental and functional development. So that was my beginning back in the early 70s, and I was also extremely fortunate enough to work with Dr. Valerie Hunt, who is out there in the Malibu area, and she at 87 now is still an emeritus professor at UCLA and has devoted her life to the energy systems of the body and understanding the consciousness of the energetic body of the human. And she's right now working with trying to patent and certify a piece of technology that has proven time after time to show that dis-ease in the human body begins way outside of the body. It begins in the energy field.
Mm-hmm.
All living systems and beings on the planet have an electromagnetic field that they emit. And when there is disorder, it begins to show up in the energy field prior to coming into the physical body.
And we're going to talk more about that as we continue, Jean. Jean Mainzer is my guest. We're talking kinesiology. We're talking about new paradigms for a new world. I'm Richard Dugan. I want you to stay right where you are. And if you have a question for Jean, why don't you give us a call, 564-1290, 564-1290. Outside the area and on the internet, streaming live, it's 866-564-1290. I'm Richard Dugan. Again, my guest is kinesiologist Jean Mainzer, and we'll be back on Tell Me Your Story. Kinesiology is the topic on the table. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. My guest is Jean Mainzer. She is a certified... You are certified. I'm certifiable, but you're certified kinesiologist?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And you can give us a call here at 564-1290, 564-1290, or outside the area, anywhere in the continental United States where toll-free numbers will function and work. It's 866-564-1290 as you listen live on the internet. We would certainly encourage your calls. Now, we were talking before the break about the energy fields, and of course we've discussed this particular aspect, but we're going to be talking about it in the context of the human body and as it applies to kinesiology, and also this device, if you will, that your mentor of sorts, Dr. Valerie Hunt, is working on or has developed and is available today. Tell us, let's continue or pick up with the energy fields and the impact from the outside working in.
Okay, yes. Well, let me correct one thing. The technology is not yet available.
Okay.
It, like many other pieces of technology that are involved in energy medicine, is being completely redefined and understood by the FDA process, which has not caught up with that part of medicine yet. They don't know quite how to define it and categorize it and move it through. So there's quite a backlog of numbers of technologies that support and enhance the human body working with its subtle electromagnetic field.
Okay, then let's make a clarification here then.
Yes.
The FDA is holding up these technologies. However, the technologies at present exist, and if we didn't have the FDA's, and I will refer to it more as interference, in these processes, these technologies would be available to enhance and better our health today.
Absolutely. Now, these technologies have been available for many, many years. Rife, of course, was working with vibrational...
Royal Rife, and the frequency generator.
That's exactly right. And when we're talking about frequency generators, we're talking about the frequencies of the body and how to, when we have a dis-ease or a dis-ease in the body, that means that there's an electrical system that is not operating and flowing functionally and fully. Something has caused an imbalance or a chaotic energy field to exist there. So when we're talking about subtle energy technologies, we're talking about technologies that move in and help to reestablish the body's natural energy flows. Okay. Now, this technology and knowledge and scientific data has been known for many years. As far as being certified, it is in Europe and has been used in Europe for many years. Here it is not, though. The FDA is trying to figure out how to move these new paradigms, if you will, into their system, which is very linear. And
okay.
When we talk about the energy systems of the body, we're talking about things like Chinese system of acupuncture and acupressure. And we're talking about the meridians of the body that are reflective of the health of the body. And when there's a breakdown in a system, this goes back to kinesiology, classically they're saying that there is a major muscle group that is attached to every organ in the body. And if you test those muscles and they show weak, that is connected to an organ. So we're there again going back through the energy systems of the body to a specific organ and a problem. And we're treating it through any number of systems that treat the energy systems. So in response to your question about the FDA, I think that they are way behind the times. There are thousands, literally thousands of pieces of technology that people have worked on and developed through their own resources and education and want to put on the market to help people.
Right.
And as we know with all tools, Richard, not every tool will work for every individual.
Exactly.
And that's what is wonderful and so exciting about this time, is that not only do people want to know, and not only do people have access to that knowledge through the Internet, they also have information out there that people have gone on with their own passions.
Right.
Develop and discover and want to promote. So it's an exciting time. I think things are on the edge of changing. They have to, because the need for individuals to be responsible for their own health is much, much greater. The resources are much more limited than they have been. And the consciousness of the individual in terms of being responsible and wanting that for themselves has changed radically over the last 20 years since I got in the field.
Exactly. I would say one thing in reference to the FDA, that obviously they have absolutely nothing on Chinese medicine that's been around for 5,000 years. The Chinese have been using it and never questioned it, didn't have to get it certified. They just knew that it worked.
Well, Absolutely. And, you know, with Dr. Banker's Vision Care Program, which I work with John Monroe on,
mm-hmm.
we use Chinese herbs, those specific herbs that treat cataracts. They dissolve cataracts, early stages of cataracts. There are others that help glaucoma. I mean, there's so much information out there given by all the peoples of the world, which mm-hmm. makes it so exciting that you can go into a library, you can sit down in your home, you can punch up a question. You have a grandchild who has autism. What can I do about that? I want to help. You punch it in and you get resource upon resource. Now, it's still up to us as individuals to sort through the massive amount of data that's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
If something feels right, then you pursue it and look a little further. That's what I call doing your due diligence in relationship to your health.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that in terms of one aspect of kinesiology and helping your body. There is a process I learned, I'm thinking maybe 20 years ago, and it's a very simple little test, but it's referred to as muscle testing. And this kind of goes along with what we're talking about here as we move into this other area, in that you are not just listening to your body, but you are actually asking your body specific questions,
mm-hmm.
and then you must then trust your body to give you the answer that benefits you. And as you said before, not every answer is right for every person. So tell us a little bit about muscle testing in relation to kinesiology.
Okay, muscle testing is related to those energy systems of the body that we were just discussing. Every body in its natural, whole, balanced state will flow and be balanced. Now, when you're testing the body and there's something in your proximity or in your hand that is not good for you, your body will know that. In other words, your body gives you massive amounts of information all the time. We are so inundated with so much outside information outside of our body, meaning our communication system, our lifestyles, our work habits, everything has gotten to a point where we don't listen anymore to what our body says. And this is really about asking your body, is this good for me, this supplement, or is this drink good for me, or is this exercise good for me? It's taking the time to listen to your body. And there are a series of exercises that you can do, anybody can do. And I take it beyond that. I say this is something you can do, someone can do it for you, but again, that's a tool. You want to be able to have that in your hand. You want to be able to ask yourself in a split second, hey, should I really be eating this here or drinking that drink? Your conscious knows, and we have to remember how to listen is what it's about. And what I do is I promote any tool that helps an individual to remember, to be aware, to remember to be self-conscious, to remember to take their health into their own hands and take and walk forward in authority with that. It's a scary thing, and I always support people by saying you have your medical practitioners, your holistic practitioners in so many different fields, and they're specialized. And if you feel good with them intuitively with that and support that, but always listen to your body, because when it's not right, your body will tell you. So a simple exercise that you and I talked about as far as muscle testing the other night on the phone is you interlock your ring finger and your front finger, your first finger, and then you interlock two hands, your left and your right hand. You can ask yourself a question, and what you want to do is pull with the force backwards, and you want to establish a positive response like I like to be alive, I love to be alive, or something simple that gives you a positive response, and then do something that you know is completely not good for you. I'm going to have two packs of cigarettes today and test that. So those are simple tools. You can also use a pendulum. There are many, many tools that can help you to, number one and first and foremost, listen to yourself. Trust yourself. This is about empowering everybody to know that you know your body better than anybody.
Yeah. I use the analogy, I even kind of paint the picture, that there is someone that you know, you're very close to, and you spend basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with, and you listen to that person very little. Then there are others who, and I just came up with this figure, who you are with maybe once a week for 5 or 10 minutes in that period of time, and you allow their words to carry more weight than the person you're with 24/7. And I've actually put this in front of people before, and they go, well, who's that person I'm with 24/7? I said, it's you.
That's right. That's
it's you.
And but if you think about it, we are programmed and conditioned to, number one, be resourceful, take care of our families, give every, you know, we are programmed mm-hmm. to take care of everybody but us. And if we do, somehow it's viewed as a weakness.
Yeah.
Whether it's time to sit and be quiet and read a book, or whether it's time to go for, you want to go for a walk around the lake, or whether it's time to sit and have a quiet meal without the TV, all those things are looked at as being selfish. Now, there's a way to balance that out with yourself, your spouse, and your family, and that boils back to priorities. And in this day and age and what's going on right now, people are looking critically at what are the priorities in their life. And number one, if you don't have your health, you and your family, things don't, you know, they have to get better from that point. If you don't have that, you can't go forward and learn and grow and get the things you need and want to do in your life.
Exactly.
I think as a result of a lot of things happening now, people are looking inward. They're looking at where they can cut off the excess that they don't really need and put it into what's important. Good food, good time, good relationships with people, good consciousness, good energy going out, and not having to go here, there, and everywhere. I mean, if that means cutting down on the gas so you don't have to put the gas money out, but you put it in good food, well, then you have a two-hour dinner with the family, and you talk about all kinds of things. I mean, oddly enough, I think that what's happening is really helping people to expand and review and reassess what is really important to them.
Absolutely. You're listening to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. My guest is Jean Mainzer. She's a certified kinesiologist, and we're talking, of course, about the new paradigms that kinesiology brings to us. How long has kinesiology been around?
Oh, kinesiology has been around, I think, at least since the 30s. It was recognized in the 60s, and that's I think his name is Goodwill. Gerald Goodwill, I think, is his name. And let me see here.
And that does sound familiar. I was doing some research this week on kinesiology, and I went to that website, and I believe it was a gentleman, yeah, in the 60s. That name rings the bell for me.
It's George Goodhart.
George. Mm-hmm.
That is George Goodhart. And, yes, he...
Interesting last name, too, by the way.
It is, and, you know, his approach was the classical. First, understand the science of how things work, and then build out from there, which I think is what people need and what people really like. They like to have a scientific understanding and basis to go from, and then they can expand beyond that. We have to know how the body works and what makes it do what it does. But then if we get outside of the physical and start to explore how our emotional state of being does affect our body, which is really all about what Dr. Valerie Hunt's work is all about, that when you create emotional situations in your lifetime, they are what causes an imbalance because you're holding that emotional state of being in your body. So this is another aspect of health and kinesiology, which, of course, goes beyond the body. It's the physical, the mental, the emotional, and then the spiritual, which really incorporates everything. And that's what people are looking at because people know that they are not just the part that gets up in the morning and goes to work and comes home and has a life and then goes back again, that there's much more to it that makes a balanced individual. So holistic medicine, which was introduced to UCLA in the 70s, was the beginning approach based on the scientific understanding and knowledge of the body to let's look outside of this and what more makes up a human being. And It's we're all as individuals beginning to do that more and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I find it interesting that these new modalities, as I like to call them, are based in science, which it appears the United States and the Western civilization requires, whereas the East, you know, hey, we just know it works and we've been using it, okay?
Well, and you know what? That's why they have a much lower incident of disease.
Well, they did at one point until it seems as though our Western way of life is starting to inculcate these areas,
well,
and now they're starting to crop up with the fun stuff we're enjoying here.
That's true. That's true. But I will point out that if you look at worldwide, the United States has the largest incidence of glasses and contacts
mm-hmm.
than any other place in the world. And we attribute attribute that more to a fashion statement than the reality that people understand that they have a dis-ease going on in their eyes, their sight. They would rather wear maybe the hottest, newest pair of thises or thats. It's all very interesting. It goes back to our culture and how we were programmed and what we get locked into. But I think what's happening for people in general now is that their health is important to them, not only because they're seeing it in themselves. We're experiencing all types of autoimmune diseases that are highly linked to the list of toxins that are accumulating in our system. They are endless now. They can't keep up with what is finally showing up to registered in the body. And there's a tremendous amount of that is attributed to the autoimmune diseases that are cropping up everywhere. My neighbor across the street is experiencing something that I'd only heard of years ago, and it's the sweet syndrome, where your brain stem separates from your spinal cord. And she's 42 and has two young children. And I came back from a workshop one weekend and they were bringing her back in a wheelchair and we had a talk. And there are many things that are happening that we don't have control of, and there are lots of things we do have control of. And the first thing we have to recognize is, do we or do we not want to be healthy? And how much of our energy and time and commitment are we willing to put forward into finding the things that work for you as an individual? And we have so many things to pick from.
And yet at the same time, we also have stories of the converse of people who've had some of these unbelievable diseases that have, quite honestly, turned them completely 180 and are perfectly healthy today. I mean, one that comes right to mind right now is the cyclist whose name I had, Lance Armstrong, who won the Tour de France 7 I can't believe I couldn't do that race once, and he did it at least 7 times and won it.
That's right, and he had a disease.
Yeah.
But that shows you the power of the mind and the power of intention.
Yes.
You take that intention that we normally as individuals give to everybody else but ourselves, and you sit down for a moment and you say, I'm going to love myself, I'm going to love this body, and I'm going to thank it for giving me all the places I want to go and do the things I want to do. And I want to listen, is there anything that I need to do to change to help my body? I mean, just something as simple as that. People won't do and haven't done, but that's what they need to do. Give the time to themselves a little bit. Here and there all adds up, and you know what? The better you feel, the more you're able to give and share because you're taking care of yourself.
Exactly, and that's part of what this program is about, is to provide people with those new paradigms to create a new world within themselves, within their relationships and their families and their communities, and we certainly hope that it spreads like the proverbial pebble in the water. We're going to continue talking with Jean Mainzer. She is a certified kinesiologist, and we're going to talk more about the energy fields as well as Dr. Valerie Hunt and her work. And you're listening to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned. Tell Me Your Story is the name of the program. I'm Richard Dugan. I want you to join us here on the program as we continue talking with Jean Mainzer, certified kinesiologist. And we're also going to talk about a device that is out there developed by Dr. Valerie Hunt that Jean has mentioned. It's a cleanser of some sort. We're going to find out more about that as we continue talking. Give us a call, 564-1290, or 866-564-1290. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Thank you for joining us here as we continue talking with Jean Mainzer. She is a certified kinesiologist, and we are going to go to the phones here in just a moment. I want to remind you that Tell Me Your Story is here every Saturday at 3 p.m., and we bring it to you Pacific time over the Internet, live streaming at richarddugan.com. That's richarddugan.com. That is also my email address, richard@richarddugan.com. Would love to hear from you, like the emails that I've gotten thus far, and would encourage you to participate in the program, participate in the concept of new paradigms for a new world. And, Jean, I'm certainly glad that you have joined us here on the program today. And we're going to go to one of our callers, and we have John on the line. John, welcome to Tell Me Your Story with Jean Mainzer.
Oh, hi. I was just calling in. I was calling about the Ion Cleanse Detox.
Yeah, and that's exactly where we were headed next, as a matter of fact. I was actually curious, Gene, as to what kind of cleanser it is. And obviously it's an ion cleanser, but why ions?
Okay, good question, and thank you for calling in, John. I was just going to talk about that. as we know, our environment is inundated with many things that we don't have a control over. And basically what happens are that these toxins and pollutants enter our environment into our body through the foods we eat, the air we drink, the clothes we wear. And what happens is these toxins settle into the system, and they create basically what I call a sludge in what you might call a race car. You end up with sludge, and it makes the whole system operate less efficiently. The metabolism is reduced greatly. And basically what this is an acidic condition in the body. We all have an internal system, and your pH level is important to your state of well-being. A person who has an alkalinity state of 7.0 to 7.4 is in their ideal health as far as alkalinity. Anything below a 7.0 is going to give you a reduction in the metabolism of your body. It slows down. It's sluggish. Some of these heavy metals cannot be eliminated without help. So I work with a detox cleanse, and I work in my practice along with people I work who have vision problems, and it's tremendous. What it does, it's a simple way to assist your body in the process of eliminating heavy metals and toxins that accumulate. You put an array is what we call it. It's an electrical device that fits into a tub of water. Now, most people will do foot baths. I do an arm bath for my husband because he has some precancer spots, being a fair-haired, red-headed stonemason, has gotten some spots on his arm. So we do an arm bath for him. And occasionally, if people want it, you can do a full-on bath. But the idea being that you sit in a chair, put your feet in the tub, and you put the array in the water. Now, this low-level DC current is basically an electrolysis process. What this does, it splits the water molecules into hydrogen and oxygen because of the electrical current running through. Now, what happens when that happens, you have active ions, negative and positive, which enter the body, whatever parts in the water, through osmosis. You've created a high osmotic pressure in the water, in the tub, with the electrical current. So through osmosis, these active ions will now enter into the body, and they will attach to heavy metals, to the acidic part of what is creating the sludge in our system. And the other added benefit about an ion cleanse is that it infuses your body with oxygen. Now, the first part of a sewage treatment program is an ionization therapy, which infuses it with oxygen. Parasites, pinworms, microbes cannot exist in a high, rich oxygen content environment. So you're infusing the body with oxygen. You're infusing the body with active ions that will attach to particles and draw them out of the body. And once you take your feet out of the water or your whole body, whatever it might be, that process of elimination is carried on for several days because now the body has neutralized the acid. It can now begin the process of moving those through the bloodstream, into the liver, through the kidneys, and out through the elimination process. So what the ion cleanse does is it kind of jump starts the system into breaking up and releasing those toxins and beginning the movement of those out of the system.
Okay.
Now, there are people with chronic conditions like fibromyalgia, or polymyalgia, or autism. There's lots of research to support the fact that the autoimmune diseases that we are experiencing are due largely in part to the toxins in our environment. After speaking to a doctor in Denver 2 months ago, and he was holding a workshop for practitioners and doctors who use the device, and we were discussing various aspects of it, he said that he is a doctor who goes, not only does the things that we should normally do, exercise, good diet, lots of water, and good rest. Well, he also does a detox 3 times a week because he says that with what we're contending with in our environment today, we cannot just do the basics. We have to support the body to do what it will do naturally. You have to do a little bit more.
You know, I have to jump in here and say that I was always taught that there were two things that you never mixed, and that was water and electricity do not play with the toaster in the tub. And so explain to me how this is, because you're placing an electrical device in water. Obviously, this is shielded and protected and so forth. And my understanding, too, is that John has also experienced this process, this ion cleanse. Is that not right, John?
Yeah, I did one this week, and it really does work fine. The array, it doesn't put electricity in the water. It releases ions into the water.
Okay.
And I had a injury on my foot, on my right foot. I walk a lot and get sore sometimes. And my foot's been feeling really good since I did the treatment on, I think it was last Tuesday or Wednesday I did it.
So now you said, Gene, that this process will continue several days after the cleansing process. How often, I guess, do you recommend that a person have one of these ion cleanses, and are they ongoing, say, for the rest of one's life if they were to do that, or is it you reach a certain point where, okay, I am now detoxed and I'm not putting a lot of the bad stuff in? What's the procedure there?
Well, realistically, we can eliminate as much as we can that we know of, and that's a very good start. One of the biggest contributors to pollutants in our environment are the dryer sheets that you put in to fluff up your laundry.
Uh-huh.
That emits a tremendous amount of the plastic particles into the environment, which are then picked up by the animals and then get into the food system or the food chain. And when we pick up those plastic molecules in our human physiology, they're seen as estrogen. So we're getting a dramatic change in human physiology, specifically with plastic. Now, mm-hmm. That's a simple thing we can do. But aside from the things that we can do that we know of, it all depends there again on the individual. It's a maintenance thing. I work with a number of patients who want to maintain their good health. They're going to continue to live where they are at, which means they're continuing to drink the water they are. Even if you do go to get spring water or filtered water, you are putting it into a plastic bottle. So there are things we can eliminate, things we can't. We're always going to intake a certain amount of toxins that we can't get rid of. It's in the air that we breathe.
When you talk about water, I'm sitting here going, okay, which is worse, the water from the tap or the water from the plastic bottle? And I guess that's where the muscle testing might come in, come in handy.
Well, that's right. And you can do muscle testing. You can use a pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your, or you can even just eliminate the tools and go directly to yourself.
Right.
Take a deep breath.
Right.
And say, what's better for me? And we know that glass doesn't emanate harmful particles, and that's been around a long time.
Hey, John, before I let you go, let me ask you, how many of these ion cleanses have you had?
Five of them.
Okay.
And
over
after
how
you have, after you have the cleanse, you get a little tired, and maybe an hour or two after, I lay down and take a little nap,
mm-hmm.
and you have
and
to drink water for a couple days. It does kind of dehydrate you a little bit, but
okay.
It's painless, and it takes a half an hour, and it works really great.
And you've had five of them over the span of how, what time frame?
Maybe in the past 4 months,
okay.
5 months.
And what significant changes have you noticed over this 5 month period as you've been going through this ion cleanse?
Well, it helps with depression, and my foot feels, you know, a lot better. There's different ways you can set it up, and it cleans out different things,
mm-hmm.
and just more energy and just more strength. I started walking even more. Now I can walk like probably 8 to 10 miles a day.
Well, fantastic. Well, John, we thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, I thought I'd call in and let you know I tried it. Everybody should check it out.
Absolutely. Well, I really do appreciate your calling, and I hope you'll stay tuned to tell me your story.
All right, thanks.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. My guest is Gene Mainzer, and we are talking about kinesiology, muscle testing, ion cleansing, and just about anything else we can squeeze into the program before we wrap things up. How did you get involved in kinesiology in the first place?
I have to say my older sister. She was 6 years older than I was, and she got into teaching and teaching swimming. We had a pool in our backyard, and so all of us kind of got into that field of work in our younger years. And I have to tell you, just the experience of experiencing my body and moving my body and helping people to move their body and understand their body led from one thing to the next as a kid. And I went into kinesiology because it was a study of movement in the body. And then when I got involved in the full aspect of health in terms of the emotion and the mental and the physical and the spiritual, it drew me in even more, which Valerie Hunt was responsible for. And I wanted to let everybody know who's listening that she has a wonderful website. It's called bioenergyfields.com, and she's located there in Malibu. Her technology is not yet available, but it will be coming as things keep moving forward. Her life has been devoted to helping people to understand the human body, the human consciousness, vibrations and frequencies of the body, and how we can diagnose and treat symptoms way before they enter into the physical. And she is a pioneer. As I said, she's 87, and there are several other wonderful books that I'd just like to mention. Energy Medicine, The Scientific Basis by James Oshman is another wonderful book that introduces individuals into the whole concept of our Western way of understanding energy medicine. The Body Electric by Robert Becker is also another very informative book. And so for people who are interested in expanding beyond what is known into the unknown and applying it to themselves as they look forward into their own healing and balancing of their lives, they can refer to these things or open their mind in this way, because there's a lot that we don't understand in terms of the whole picture of health, but the more we keep looking and expanding, the more we learn. Now, Valerie Hunt suggests and has a wonderful article on her website about the emotional blocks to healing and the power of prayer and focus and mental intention. All these things, again, empower the individual to stretch their own boundaries and understand that they are an unlimited potential. In fact, her latest book called The Infinite Mind, Science of the Human Vibration of Consciousness, gives people a scientific understanding and then leads them forward into some of these unknown areas that a lot of people have been hesitant to do.
Mm-hmm.
But from a scientific basis and a very kind, wise heart, she can move you through to some new concepts that can maybe help people.
Well, we're hoping that maybe we might be able to connect with her and have her on the program. And by the way, I just went to her website, and it turns out it is actually bioenergyfields.net.
Oh, thank you.
.net.
.net. I apologize.
But I would love it if it was possible for you to assist us in the process of contacting her and touching base with her to maybe have her on the program in the not-too-distant future. I think it would be fascinating program.
Oh, I would love to do that, Richard. I know that her health has been a little off, but I will look into that and see how she's doing, and if she'd be willing to do that, that would just be wonderful.
And we won't make her travel far. She will just do it straight over the telephone, just as we're doing with you here on Tell Me Your Story. And again, if you're interested in checking out the information regarding Dr. Valerie Hunt, it is bioenergyfields.net. And by the way, just because obviously I'm not the only one who has trouble with this, Fields is F-I-E-L-D-S. I'm always spelling it one way or the other. And I before E except after C, except when it's followed by a car or 16 clowns in a trunk. I don't know. I never could understand the English language as far as all of the tenses, but nonetheless, it's Valerie Hunt and bioenergyfields.net. And Jean, I want you to stay with us. We're going to continue here on the program as we continue talking, as we get close to the end of our program, about not only the ion cleanse device, but also about kinesiology, muscle testing, and the lot as we wrap things up here on the program. So we want you to stay with us. We'll be continuing our program, and we come your way every Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And we're on the internet live streaming at richarddugan.com. I am Richard Dugan. My guest is Jean Mainzer, and we are talking kinesiology on Tell Me Your Story. 564-1290. We may have time to take one more call if you give us a call. 564-1290. This is Tell Me Your Story. This is Tell Me Your Story. I am Richard Dugan, and we are talking with Gene Mainzer, and we're talking about kinesiology and the science thereof. Gene, that's one of the interesting things, as I mentioned before, that it seems to appeal to folks because it's based on science. And yet there are those even who, when presented with the scientific evidence of the energy fields of the human body, they still struggle with that, don't they?
Oh, they do. They do. And, you know, I honor those people, and we all have our own path. For 20 years, I worked with quite a few individuals, and I realized for myself that there are those who are committed, and though there are those who are still looking, and it's all good. Anytime they're on the path looking for answers for themselves, I applaud that, because that's what we need in the overall big picture of things. When people, and when it comes to their health, I'm calling into my practice people who are committed and have a goal for themselves and are willing to look at themselves and their own self-honesty and make the changes in their lifestyle that they already know need to fall away. They've served a purpose, but maybe no longer are needed anymore. And so I'm not about the business of convincing people. I'm about the business of helping people and helping them to find what answers what avenues they can pursue to give them answers to their questions. And so that's my answer to that.
All right. Now, for folks who want to get in touch with you and find out more about the Ion Cleanse, and give me the official title or name of this machine.
Okay, this machine is called the Ion Cleanse. There are quite a few products out there, and they will range in price. This particular product is made here in Colorado. I researched it for probably 6 months before I purchased this machine, and I have the Ion Cleanse Premier because I'm a practitioner and I work with numbers of people. And when you work with numbers of people, you want to be able to vary what program you might put in for the individual depending on their needs. Now, they have since come out with a new product that is geared more for the family and the extended family, and it's something that is more affordable, and it still provides all the certifications electrically and FDA that this particular machine comes with, and that's why I went with it. It's certified in all the certifications that it can have, and it stands up in comparison to six of the other top leading Ion Cleanse products. So Ion Cleanse is a product that I represent and I support, and they have 24-hour support in any way that you might need it, as well as nutritional supplements and things to support your body. Because remember, whenever you do a detox of any kind, whether it's a juice fast or a food fast or an Ion Cleanse or a tea fast, there are many different ways to detox, but what you want to know is that you're moving those deposits that have accumulated into your tissue, your fat tissue, your muscle tissue. They are now being eliminated and moved out into the bloodstream, which means you need to have a lot of water. You need to keep your body fluid and functioning. It's like oil in a car. It needs to have be hydrated. And you need to replace the minerals and the supplements that will come out with a detox. You will pull out some of the good things as well as the bad, and so you just need to replenish those immediately. I have my patients drink vitamin and supplement drink while they're doing their treatment so that it goes right in.
Yeah. You're supposed to put oil in your car? I didn't know that.
Well, hopefully you just turn on a magnet motor or something.
There you go. Well, Gene, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program. We're going to have you back in the not-too-distant future to talk more about kinesiology and some of the work that you're doing there in Colorado and with folks around the country, if not around the world, to better folks' health, get them free of the disease that they are in, and to detox the body. And as you've, I think, well stated, it is an ongoing process because it is very difficult to consume anything or live anywhere without being exposed at some level, even if it's minimal, to the toxins that are in the air. So we'll have you back to talk further about this. And I want to thank you so much. And give a phone number and or a website where people can get in touch with you.
Okay, they can reach me at drbanker.com, where I have a little informational about the product, or they can call me at area code 303-774-8687.
All right.
I would be happy to talk to him. And thank you so very much for having me on your show. It was just a delight.
Thank you, and stay on the line. We're going to continue talking afterwards. The number is 303-774-8687, and that is Jean Mainzer. She's been my guest here on Tell Me Your Story, and we've been talking again about energy work and kinesiology and muscle testing and, of course, the ion cleanse. And we're going to maintain and continue that theme next Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Tell Me Your Story and live streaming on the Internet at richarddugan.com as we talk with Dr. Richard Bartlett. And he has a website and a book, Matrix Energetics. So we're going to continue this whole discussion of energy fields and what they mean to you and what they mean to me and how we can affect and impact and change them. And again, to move forward, if we can move out of the dis-ease that we are in, then we can move forward in our lives, as I've said before, to make a better place for ourselves and our families and our community and our country and our world. But it takes each one of us to take that step. I hope that you will. By joining us next Saturday here on Tell Me Your Story, my guest, Dr. Richard Bartlett, will be on the program. Have yourselves a wonderful Saturday. Love to all.